Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 1. Jeremiah, the Tender-Hearted Prophet of the Tender-Hearted God, Saturday. Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 11:28. Apart from the things which have not been mentioned, there is this: the crowd of cares pressing upon me daily, the anxious concern for all the churches. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. Indeed, the early rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Each appears before God in Zion. Deuteronomy 11:14. I will give rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the late rain, so that you may gather your grain and your new wine and your fresh oil. Hosea 6:3. Therefore, let us pursue knowing Jehovah. His going forth is as sure as the dawn, and he will come to us as the rain, as the latter rain which waters the earth. Zechariah 10:1. Ask rain of Jehovah at the time of spring rain, of Jehovah who makes the lightning, and he will give them showers of rain to everyone herbage in the field. Galatians 3:14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. James 5:7. Therefore, be long-suffering, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer eagerly awaits the precious fruit of the earth, exercising long-suffering over it until it receives the early and late rain. Suggested reading. In 2 Corinthians 7:2 and 3, Paul says, "Make room for us. We wronged no one. We corrupted no one. We took advantage of no one. I do not say this to condemn you, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together." Paul's words here reveal his deep, intimate concern for the Corinthians. His utterance is not merely something ethical, religious, spiritual, or even loving. It is possible to say a word of love and feel loved for others, but still not have much concern for them. Paul had such a concern for the believers at Corinth. A mother has not only love for her child, but she also has a deep concern. A woman may be lacking in education, but if she has a deep concern for her children, she is qualified to be a good mother. Of course, knowledge and ability are helpful, but they are not prerequisites. The unique prerequisite for being a good mother is concern. The same principle is true regarding caring for the church. It is not adequate for the elders simply to love the church. This love must become a deep concern, a concern for all the young ones and weaker ones. This concern causes our labor to be fruitful. We all need this kind of intimate concern for others. In 2 Corinthians 7:2, Paul says, "Make room for us." Paul's longing was that just as he had the Corinthians in his heart, so he would be in their heart. The believers at Corinth were in Paul's heart both to live together and to die together. This surely is a word expressing an intimate concern. In Psalm 84:6a, Baca means weeping. On the one hand, when we had the intention to come into the church life, we were strengthened in God. On the other hand, we were opposed by Satan, who has caused many saints to suffer persecution. The trouble and persecution caused by Satan can make our highway a valley of weeping. If we take the highway to go to God's house, trouble and persecution will come to us, and such things will cause us to weep. But God will turn our tears into a spring. The more tears we shed, the greater will be the spring. Verse 6c says, Indeed, the early rain covers it with blessings. According to our experience, this means that our tears become a spring, and that this spring becomes the early rain that covers the valleys with blessings. The early rain is the Spirit, and the Spirit is our blessing. This early rain is the Spirit, and the Spirit is our blessing. This was the situation with a certain brother in Shifu. Before he believed in the Lord Jesus, he was a Muslim. After he was saved, he came into the church life. He suffered a great deal of persecution. This persecution nearly killed him, and he shed many tears. But those tears became a spring. The spring became the Spirit as the early rain, and as a result, this brother was very living. Those who come into the church life by passing through the valley of weeping will find that this weeping eventually becomes a great blessing to them. This blessing is the Spirit. The tears they shed are their own, but these tears become a spring, which becomes the early rain, the Spirit, as the blessing. Those on the highways to Zion make a valley of weeping a spring. This spring is just the Spirit. How wonderful! The early rain signifies the Spirit. This indicates that the more we weep on the highways to Zion, the more of the Spirit we receive. While we are weeping, we are being filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit becomes our spring.